There's something a little bit odd about the alt-rock band Panic at the Disco. Part of it's their roots. These guys formed the band in high school in Las Vegas. They built a following on the internet with quirky songs and videos, a kind of YouTube carnival sideshow act, complete with acrobats and jugglers. Panic's first album, A Fever You Can't Sweat Out, sold 2 million copies worldwide. The big hit? This song, I Write the Sins, Not the Tragedies.
Oh, well, in fact, well, I'll look at it this way. I mean, technically, our marriage is saved.
But that was so 2005. Now Panic is back, a little bit older, a little bit more psychedelic, and the carnival act is gone. Panic at the Disco is touring now, and they've stopped by NPR's performance studio. Welcome to you all.
Hey, hello. Thanks.
Before we launch right into grilling you about your music, could you just introduce yourselves, starting with you, Brendan, at the piano?
Brendan Urie.
I am Spencer Smith.
I'm Ryan Ross.
I'm John Walker from Chicago, Illinois.
Now, the new CD, Pretty Odd, is pretty highly produced. But you have a kind of a stripped-down set for us today, at least not the horns, the strings. Can we hear your acoustic version of the first single? This is 9 in the afternoon.
Yes, you may.
One, two, three, four. Back to the street where we began. As good as lovers can, you know. Yeah, we're feeling so good, picking up things we shouldn't read. It looks like the end of history as we know. It's just the end of the world. Back to the street where we began. Feeling as good as love you could, you can. Into a place where thoughts can bloom. To our room where it's 9 in the afternoon. And we know that it could be. And we know that it should. And you know that you feel it too. Cause it's 9 in the afternoon. Your eyes are the size of the moon. You're good cause you can, so you do. We're feeling so good just the way that we do. When it's 9 in the afternoon, your eyes are the size of the moon. You're good cause you can, so you do. We're feeling so good. Back to the street, down to our feet. Losing the feeling of feeling unique. Do you know what I mean? Back to the place where we used to say, man, it feels good to feel this way. Now I know what I mean. Back to the street, back to the place, back to the room where it all began. Back to the room where it all began. Cause it's echoey in this room. My headphones are full of her boom.
Okay.
My brain just goes, sorry.
Brendan, let me ask you, since you're talking, even before I read any reviews of this album, hearing the first couple tracks, I thought, oh my gosh, this is like Sgt. Pepper's, the first transition, you know, the sort of from Billy Shears, you know, and it goes into A Little Help from My Friends. It, you know, it comes in the piano. I mean, it sounds really similar.
That's what we did. Well, yeah, we sat down and we were just like, you know what? We should probably just completely rip this off because this is probably known as the biggest record of all time. So
I gather you take a little offense to that.
No, it's not offense. It's just curiosity.
Yeah, I'm not the first person to say this, though. I went back and read some of the reviews, and a lot of people have talked about the Beatles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely are all fans of them, and, you know, I mean, I guess if you are going to be influenced by any band, what better band to be influenced by?
It's like Christians who want to be like Jesus, you know? We're just trying to follow in someone's footsteps. So might as well be the Beatles. the Schmeedles, you know?
So the first album went double platinum, you guys. And you weren't even really old enough to do the champagne toast, legally, anyway. You're, you know, 18, 19, 20 years old, and you sit down to write your next album. I mean, you know, you've got to live up to the first album.
Well, you know,
I think I had more pressure to get good grades in high school. Felt like more pressure. Because songwriting's just fun for us.
Uh-huh.
And we don't really look at it like that, like a pressure thing. I don't know, maybe we're just a little bit cocky or something, but I think that our new album is better just because we're getting better at writing songs. So it wasn't like I thought that album was so good that we weren't going to be able to do anything better.
Hmm. Do you wish in some way that you hadn't made it so big with the first album?
I don't know. Sometimes you can go back and forth on that thought, but we kind of grew up a little bit in some sort of spotlight, and it's strange to say you wouldn't want to be successful, but I think that just our songs are better now. So, yeah, I would have rather people have heard these, but I wouldn't have rather nobody heard the other stuff.
Sounds like you guys were not quite as happy back then as
yeah,
you are these
we
days.
Weren't.
How could you tell?
They didn't know me, John Walker.
We hadn't met John Walker yet.
Lights up our life.
What is it? Is it
just the light of my life, John?
Is it just getting older, you think?
Maybe.
I think so. I think, you know, when you're a teenager, sometimes your emotions are a little bit more drastic than maybe when you're in your 20s. You sort of level out a little bit. So everything on that one was more about trying to take ourselves more seriously than we actually needed to, and, you know, just more angsty. And we're not really like that anymore.
We used to have anxiety disorder, now we don't.
Spencer, you've had a big hand in a lot of this. What do you think? Are you happier?
Yeah, you know, I think that was a big thing for us was hearing a lot of artists or other bands that we maybe listen to, you know, talk about how tough it is to be, you know, in a successful band. And for us, we went from being in high school and living in our parents' houses, and everything that happened in the past couple of years for us was kind of, you know, a dream come true. And we just felt like it wouldn't be true to ourselves if we were still kind of acting like we were just pissed off at the world for something, you know, because we were having a great time and we were just excited about writing. So we just wanted to make that come through.
I have to say, if I'm allowed to interject my own opinion,
you are.
It feels more sophisticated, actually, the new album.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think it's because we weren't trying to be. I think we used to try too hard to be.
Well, I would love to have you guys play us out with the third release, yet to be released, track from your new album, Northern Downpour. But before we do that, I'd really appreciate you guys coming by. Thank you.
Yes, yeah, thanks.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. It was fun.
Check out video of Panic at the Disco performing in NPR Studio 4A on our website, npr.org/music.
If all our life is but a dream, fantastic pose and greed, then we should feed our jewelry to the sea. For diamonds do appear to be just like broken glass to me. And then she said she can't believe genius only comes along in storms of fabled foreign tongues, tripping eyes and flooded lungs. Northern downpour sends its love. Hey moon, please forget to fall down. Hey moon, don't you go down. Sugar cane in the easy morning, weather veins my one and lonely. The ink is running toward the page. It's chasing off the days. Look back at both feet and that winding knee. I missed your skin when you were east. You clicked your heels and wished for me. Through playful lips made of yarn, that fragile Capricorn unraveled words like moths upon old scars. I know the world's a broken bone,
but melt your headaches, call it home. Hey moon, please forget to fall down. Hey moon, don't you go down. Sugar cane in the easy morning weather vane.